Let's talk about the theory of shifting responsibility. We say,
the weather is ugly.
The tree is a sorry excuse for a tree, or ultimately, if they hadn't done this, then I wouldn't have to do that. What and how we choose is our responsibility, and the weight of our choices does not rest on anyone but ourselves. I find it odd how often I don't consider that there is really nothing wrong with the weather. The weather is the weather. But instead, I say the weather is ugly today. Is it really, truly, that the weather is ugly, or is it more that I don't prefer it? On a very hot day in July, I was putting up new fencing. Oh my gosh, it was hot, and I was soaked through with sweat. I decided I would sit under a nearby tree in the shade to rest and dry out a little. When I sat down, in a few moments I realized I was just as hot and wet as I was when I was standing in the sun pounding fence posts in the ground. I looked up and saw the tree I was sitting under was actually a scrubby-looking thing with not many branches or leaves. Immediately, out of my mouth came the words,
"You are one sorry excuse for a tree. Why do I even let you grow on my property?"
Exactly then, the Lord swept in upon me and he asked a question. Is the tree poor? Or did you not prefer it? Is the tree at fault? Or did you simply choose poorly? A week later, a friend of mine came over. As he entered the house, he said,
"The weather is really nasty outside."
So, with a chuckle, because I knew it was piercing, I posed him the question God had posed me. Is the weather really nasty, or is it more that you don't prefer it? I knew he was a man committed to the truth, so although it was a defining moment, he didn't accuse me of asking too many questions. Instead, he reconsidered his platform from which he made decisions, squirmed left and right, and slid me an uncomfortable side glance. Instead of accusing me of being too forensic, he applied the question to himself and how he thinks. In light of that, let's consider how often someone poses a piercing question, and instead of allowing the question to do its work in us, we shift the responsibility of applying God's wisdom to not how we could be better, but how they have intruded upon us, and we accuse them of being interrogators and question askers. I find it pretty amazing how many believers play into the idea of creative evolution by being reluctant to inquire of their own motives rather than admit their real motivation is in another place. Hebrews 13:14. For here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come. When the world is not our home, it is surprising how many believers decorate their life in the world, dressing it up as if it's home with Jesus. They try and convince us that earth can be made into heaven, and we end up feeling more like exiles on earth rather than preferring heaven as our end goal. We don't have a problem. You just asked too many questions. Really? Do you see how the responsibility of addressing what is really going on with us gets shifted, saying,
"You ask too many questions"?
We say these are terrible shoes. Well, are the shoes actually poor, or is the truth more that I have neglected to take care of them?
The test was too hard.
Is the test too hard, Or is the truth more that I neglected to study enough? We say,
if God would only.
Is it that God didn't act? Or is the truth more that we neglected to participate with Him in our need for a reply? We say,
if the people of my congregation weren't so needy, then I wouldn't be too busy to spend time with my family.
Is it that they're needy, the cause of being too busy? Or is the truth more closely that it isn't the fault of needy people that I don't spend sufficient time with my wife and kids, but more because I am choosing to do something different? Our choices are our responsibility. It's not my mother's fault I didn't go to college. I was the one who elected to do something else. We must cease to shift responsibility to things and other people to explain why we can't, don't, won't, or didn't. Remember, if you're too busy, you're the one who said yes. No one made you too busy but you. Isaiah 49:20. The children of your bereavement will yet say in your ears, the place is too narrow for me. Make room for me to dwell in.